Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ. The question today on Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for quitting with everybody else?
What?
Okay, I met these women out. This is another question I got yesterday when I took Owen to the doctor was, do people really write in? I'm like, they really write in.
Duh.
They really write into the show. And then as the doctor was asking me, the nurse in the room goes, I actually know someone who wrote in twice and got on the air.
See?
The nurse is like, I know somebody who got on the air. I'm like,
it'd be your neighbors.
You.
It'd be people you know.
It's definitely people
writing
you know.
In about you.
Yeah, so basically, I don't want to say who sent this one in, but this is someone I was out in public talking to them.
Got it.
And they asked me if I could submit their Am I the Jerk? But it was not written. It was just told.
It was just told. Yeah, it was a face-to-face Am I the Jerk?
And I can't say where I met them because it'll give away who it is.
We'll keep them anonymous. They're in the Kisses Protection Program.
They wanted to know if they were the jerks for all quitting together. They all worked for a business for about 20 to 30 years. There's four of them, depending on the women. There's four women in this scenario.
Okay, four gals.
Four women. They all worked for a business. It had different branches, and that's all I'm going to say.
Different sectors. Got it.
Screw it. It was a daycare. So they all worked for this corporation, and they were like the right-hand people for the top.
Tops. Okay.
Because they'd worked for there for like 20, 30
they knew
years.
Everything.
So the woman at the top, the head one leaves, and then the three other people quit with her and go to support her at her new job. And then leave the boss, who, you know, they were not really a fan of.
Bye.
They leave her. And they left. And they go, so are we the jerk? And I looked at him and I go, what? You're the jerk for quitting? No. And they go, no, but Allie, you don't understand.
You don't get it.
Because this is like when people write in and I go, I have questions. So then I'm like, you're not the jerk for getting a new job. But there were four of us. We were the right-hand people. We were the backbone of this business.
All four fingers on the right hand left.
For 30 years. And we all quit.
Yep.
And then we quit. And we kept quitting.
Back to back to back, probably.
They felt like they were jerky for all quitting and leaving someone who needed, like, the whole support staff is gone.
Here's the thing.
Imagine that.
And with the whole support staff being gone, mm-hmm. that's going to send people into a frenzy, panic, especially when you got kids involved. Let's be honest. You could have closed the business.
Honestly.
I'll say it.
Well, they kind of said that. They were like, we don't know,
what they're doing.
The boss is okay, the head boss. I'm like, whatever.
Right.
But they all left together, all four of them.
At the end of the day, they don't owe you nothing. You don't owe them nothing, but you were there for 30 years
you
for
gave
a reason.
Them 30 years.
But you were there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you don't stay somewhere for 30 years at a place that hasn't taken care of you. Allie,
you're not wrong.
Would you be here had this place not taken care of you for the last 20 years?
No, probably not.
Thank you. Exactly.
I've had to raise hell a few times.
But... Well, and sure. You know, I'm not saying that there isn't battles and quirks and things that happen where you go, okay, yeah, it was a little rough patch, whatever, whatever.
But definitely when I was going through my divorce and all my mental health issues, like they for sure, I mean, legally they have to let me off, but I was at least getting help for some of that stuff.
But you had depression. But you had support. You had people behind you, you know, whether it was everybody that you needed, maybe not, but this place held you down. You don't do 20 years anywhere. And if you do, that's your own issue, because I'm not spending 10 years nowhere that's not going to hold me down the way I want to be held down.
Because that's the job they have, you know? They don't know any different. They're like, ah. So maybe it was when this opportunity all of a sudden arises, they were like, wait. You see what I'm saying?
Because
she pulled everybody with her. When she left, she pulled the whole staff with her. All right, 414-533-1037. They want to know if they're the jerks for all quitting together, all four of them. They were the backbone of this business for like 30 years, they said. And when they left... all of them screwed over the big boss.
There's a way to leave, and y'all didn't do it correctly. I'm sorry to say it, but you left them high and dry, dog.
They were like, please put this on Am I the Jerk? And I was like, all right. You say jerk?
I'm saying jerk.
I actually say not the jerk.
There's a right way and a wrong way to leave, and all four, had one of them left a little shiesty, cool, but then all y'all got in together like the four amigos and said, bye.
I feel like the four good ones left together. That's my assumption. Like, why would the four good ones leave? The woman at the top was the best. Why would they have left her? They would have brought her.
Yeah.
They left her.
You know, owner, whatever. Whatever it is, bro. I'm saying jerk because you guys did not leave appropriately 30 years and that's how you dipped. Not cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to say it.
Well, and there is something there about telling someone you know that well, being kind of transparent with them, like, I'm going to leave.
You see where I'm at?
Yeah, because that's what happened on this show. Let's be real. Everybody heard it one day on Am I the Jerk?
Not cool. In my opinion, not cool.
It was just like, yeah, I'm quitting, and I was like, huh?
In my opinion, yeah. I'm just saying, and that's key, trying to keep all relations about this mug.
Yeah.
For real, yeah, 30 years later, and you just up and dip, and then everybody up and dips with you, that's not cool.
Listen to this. Somebody said, they're not the jerk. You don't owe any company anything. No company cares about you. DZ, wake up.
I don't disagree. I feel you, but you didn't give that company 30 years and not have no respect. This is why it's a moral dilemma. I know what you're saying. I'm just disagreeing.
Whoever texted in, let's be real now. Ain't no way all four were valuable. Maybe one or two. Stop it, you guys. Stop it.
I don't want to be that guy.
You guys are crazy. All right. Well, Kimmy and Slinger said management was toxic. Not the jerk. My coworker and I did this at our last job. We were the only two in our department. Both left at the same time, and positions are still open because management was toxic.
I've had friends do this. Very close friends. Mm-hmm. They work in childcare, and they and a few other people actually left their job because upper management wasn't taking care of nobody. Mm-hmm. So they said, screw it. We're going somewhere else.
Well, somebody said, but the real question is, why did they quit? Mm-hmm. They did not. My understanding was they had a better opportunity and they didn't like working for this person or this company, but they had done it for 30 years. See, so that's why they felt loyal.
That's why they felt loyal.
All right. You know what? Are they the jerks for all quitting at once? We're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So I'm out at a place. I'm not allowed to say where because then it might be found out who these people were. But they came up to me and said, Allie, we have an Am I the Jerk. Can you put it on the air? All four of us quit at once at our job that we had been at for some of us 20, some of us 30 years. And we left the main woman in charge. We were her backbone.
That was your career.
And we all quit and went somewhere else because we didn't like her. Are we the jerks?
Better job.
Ooh, let's go to Brandon in Tosa. We'll start with him. Hi, Brandon. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, good morning. Buenos dias, everybody. Wepa.
Dude, you keep calling. You're going to get a theme song. He's You're on a roll, Brandon. Jeez.
I know. I'm dedicated and motivated, definitely.
Yes, sir.
Okay, jerk or not the jerk for quitting. Come on.
Come on, be real.
I'm going to go jerk here, but you know what? Here's the thing. You know, there's a way to quit. Okay? You're right. You put your 2 weeks notice in, you know what I'm saying? Even if the management did something wrong, you put your 2 weeks notice in, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And overall, yes, they're jerks, but Maybe they know something. They've been in the business for 20, 30 years. Maybe they can start their own independent business. Flip. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing.
On the flip, so, you know enough about the business, you go, we could do this for ourselves. You're not wrong, Brandon. But I love what you said, man. 20 years, 30 years. You
know, definitely. You know, you got that experience. You know, help the community out. There you go.
Do your own thing. Might be time. All right, Brandon.
Well,
starts
for
it off, man.
Brandon.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Have a great day. Everybody have a great day.
Aww. You too, man. What a positive dude.
Very positive. So he said jerk.
He said
today.
Jerk. Though,
all right.
Listen, it's not like you were there for 2 years, 5 years. That's short time in the grand scheme.
You were
that
there
was
like your entire career was at this place.
You were dedicated. That was your career. That was what you were at. Like that's what you're known for, arguably, in the community and at that place.
Well, to be somewhere 20, 30 years, you started in your 20s and you're now in your 40s or 50s. I mean, you've been there your entire life.
Your entire life.
All right, let's go to Shelly in Milwaukee this morning and see if she agrees. Hi, Shelly.
Morning, buenos dias.
Hi, good morning, Wepa.
Good morning, buenos dias. Do you think they're the jerks for all quitting at once?
They're not the jerks.
Why?
I have so many examples. I don't know how you guys don't.
Girl, list them.
Do we know that you didn't give good notice? Because that's jerky for not giving good notice.
I think they gave notice. It wasn't about the notice. It was about the fact that they were the support staff to one person, and all of them left at once, pretty much, within like 2 weeks. And we're like, imagine you got your whole staff working everything for you. You got it set, and then they all quit.
Your empire left.
About four people who invested 20 years of their life somewhere.
Plus, the 20 plus.
Yeah, you're right.
They're the problem. Okay,
yeah,
my son's father gave 26 years of his life to a Fortune 500 company from this city, and they literally let him go.
Oof.
He was a high-level manager.
And that's a lot of stories.
And that's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I care about you.
Doesn't
they don't
matter.
Care about you.
They probably dealt with 20 years. Childcare is a very toxic environment. I'm going to reach out to some of my girls because I might have known.
Do you know why childcare is toxic?
She said,
it's hard to watch kids.
Shelly said, I might know these girls. Hold on. I'm about to hit my people up.
when the direction just four of them, four or five of them dipped right after.
Wow.
And I gave them all references. Go ahead, baby. Go leave me.
I told you we had personal friends do the same thing. Not in the city, but personal friends out of state that did this exact same thing.
But Shelly's right. Shelly's right about the whole thing of, you know, they will cut, corporations will cut you
and
so quick.
And he was a good manager.
Like, yes, you can't control that. Mm-hmm.
True.
They cut him without even thinking about it.
And,
I hear that.
And gave you any reason about it too, or none. Yeah,
for sure. All right, thanks for calling, Shelly.
You're welcome.
Love you too. So we're split down the middle. These four women all quit at once, and they want to know if they're the jerks for leaving their job. Let's go to fan favorite. He's back, everybody. Santino in Sheboygan.
Let me turn the lights down.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning, Santino. Are they the jerks for all quitting at once? All four of them.
First, I would like to thank Shelly for asking the important question of if they gave a notice.
Uh-huh.
So since they probably gave a notice, hell no, they're not jerks. Hell no. They don't owe that company nothing after 20 plus years.
Period.
Fair.
Period.
Even everybody leaving at once, because you throw one domino down and the rest are going to fall, man.
It's true.
Come on now, all four at once.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if they as closest friends as I'm thinking, they already made a pact. Like if you leave, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
I don't care what
like
the circumstances is.
Because you like who you work with, right? And that's important to a lot of people. Somebody texted in and said, "I'm a teacher. We had a very horrible principal who treated staff terribly, and one school year, half of us left at the end of the year to different schools because of that principal. Because it's a leader, right? And these four women were like, "Yeah, we're quitting because we don't like the person in charge." But
halfway
yet we've been
the
there.
Year? My heartstrings are getting tugged because these kids are going to obviously get,
they left at the end of the year.
Oh, at the end. I heard halfway through.
No,
okay.
Half of us left at the end of the year.
Got it. Oof.
I was always told, you don't quit your job, you quit your boss.
I believe that. I actually believe that. Shauna from Trenton texted in and said it had to have been a toxic situation to work there that long and everybody quit at the same time. That's fair.
And maybe had the four of them not been there together, they wouldn't have all lasted 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. I hear what you guys are saying. For sure. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a totally, I believe that people quit because of the boss a lot of the times.
No, Santino,
We've seen that with management ebb and flow here and come in and out, and I actually really get it.
Well, the trickle down is real. It starts at the top. And if it's negative, it's going to come down negative.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Yeah. Now I feel it. Okay, thanks, Santino.
Well,
now I gotta go before my mouth starts running on this air.
Appreciate you, Santino.
All right, later, guy.
Peace, man. All right. Be good, be kind, be well. Yeah, got him.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.